Good morning and welcome to our first day of chapel. Such a wonderful thing and a blessing to have all of you here as we worship our Lord. Just a few things to introduce chapel a little bit. We are blessed every day in here to have amazingly wonderful music. On the organ bench today is Professor Mark DeGarmo, who's also an ordained pastor. And he is, by the way, celebrating his 40th year of ordination. So that's pretty amazing. And he's in charge of our musicians that play for chapel and things. A lot of our students will be playing as well. And we thank him for enhancing our music so beautifully. The hymn book that we use, if you look right next to you, if you want to pull that out, if you're a new student, just to introduce a few things. Hymns are a little different than just songs, okay? Songs are often sung to kind of feel good and kind of touch you emotionally in that way and things. A hymn is written a little bit differently. Hymns are written to teach the faith, the Christian faith, and instill this into people's hearts. The doctrines, the wonderful teachings in the Bible, music is a beautiful way to embed that kind of into your heart and soul. So we use hymns in our worship services, and if you notice, there's you should have found your hymn book with the pages facing up. When you're done using the hymn book today, please make sure you put the spine down. You know, when you put it back in, it helps to keep the books from breaking apart. One more announcement, and that is for tomorrow, after chapel tomorrow, we're going to have an all-campus photo. So right after chapel, we're going to head out onto the campus green for a big, massive photo of everyone. So make sure you wear your best shirt or something. But, Lord's blessings on our worship today. And if you notice, one more thing in the bulletin, you'll see a little asterisk next to places where we stand. So typically that will be, and we like to often stand when we sing hymns. You tend to sing better when you're standing up. So you'll note that as we worship. God's blessings on our worship today.
That
thank you.
The scripture reading for our meditation today is taken from select verses of Psalm 90, sometimes considered to be one of the oldest portions of the Bible, written by Moses, and we begin reading there. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. Back in 1942, there was a 19-year-old young lady who came here to Bethany. She was in her sophomore year of college, and she started noticing she was having some kind of different things with her health, so she decided to go to the doctor. And at that doctor's appointment, she found out some things that would dramatically change her life. And she was, at the time, a healthy young lady, and she was a musician. She was in the choir. She loved to play softball. Had a good social life with her friends. Was looking forward to maybe becoming a teacher someday and hoped to have a family and things. But all of that would suddenly change dramatically in this doctor's appointment. And the doctor let her know that he had diagnosed a disease in her that he said would probably make it so she wouldn't live past 30 and probably never have any children. And she was absolutely devastated and crushed. And to suddenly be that young, to be 19, and to have somebody drop, if you will, the death card on your life, and to say it's going to be a lot shorter than you thought. That's devastating news. When I was a pastor of a congregation, I would sometimes take my confirmation students and I would give them index cards, and I would cut the cards in half and make smaller cards, and then I would give them, each of them, maybe 12 or 15 cards, and I would say, going forward in your life, I want you to write down all the different major steps or milestones or things coming up that you plan to do or have in your life. And they would start writing down, get my license, right? Yeah, buy a car, get a boyfriend or girlfriend, graduate from high school, go to college, graduate, get married, have kids, buy a house, get a nice job, advance in my career. And then I would say, I noticed as they were writing these, I would say, okay, now think it all the way through, keep going, go all the way through your life. And they would start writing things down about retirement. And I'd say, keep going. And maybe an illness near the end of their life. Maybe going into a nursing home. And then I would hand them a little red card that had two words on it. Enter eternity. Enter eternity. And I would say, where in, and I would have them start with these cards and put them far away from them, the closer to where they were now, all the way out. And I would say, now, where do you think that red card belongs? And they would always want to take it and put it way at the end. And I would say, you don't really get to decide where that card is going to fall in your life, that red card. And it could happen much earlier, much sooner than you might think. It's kind of interesting when you think about being at college. You are here with your whole life ahead of you, and we hope you get to live into your 90s or beyond, but you've got your whole life ahead of you, and you have all those same things that you're hoping to do and the dreams that you have, and the classes you're going to be taking will help prepare you for all those various steps of life, as important as they all are. We have been blessed with an amazing faculty here that has studied in detail the most intelligent things we can find to put in front of our students to help them with all of that. And yet that red card can just drop into a person's life unexpectedly in places where they wouldn't imagine. Now, God is certainly concerned about all the important little white cards in your life, all those little moves in your life that are going to take place. But in His Word, He calls on you, He speaks to your heart, and wants you to, first of all, plan for the red card, to plan for that. Plan for the day when you enter eternity. And He tells us in His Word that this is the difference between intelligence and wisdom. Intelligence has to do with all those things you have to study and learn to get you through various aspects of life and be better at this and this and this. But wisdom, biblical wisdom, starts with the red card. It begins there and focuses on that primarily, and then comes back to look at all the other cards in light of being prepared with that red card. So what does it mean to have wisdom? Well, in His Word, God teaches us that the only way that we can ultimately be prepared for that day when we enter eternity is to understand and believe what He has done for you and for us through the work of His Son. Not a single one of us would be able to live our lives well enough to prepare for that day of entering eternity as if we were so good that God would just reward us with that because we're such great people. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's every one of us in the room, certainly myself. But God has taken it on Himself to get you prepared for that day so that you can have heaven and an eternity in heaven. And He has done that through the work of Himself, His own Son, who came into the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to suffer the agony and pain, the punishment for all the things that would have kept me out of heaven, would have kept you out of heaven. God laid that on Him instead of on us, made Him pay for it, and because of that now has granted all of us forgiveness. There's absolute peace with God. And by simply having trust and faith in your heart in that Savior, God Himself, the Lord says that is how you are prepared for that red card. That is how you are prepared for that moment and that day that you enter eternity. The text before us talks about having that peace, and that comes from the mercy of God and the compassion that He has shown us in that Savior. And so, The interesting thing is when preparing for that red card becomes your most important thing and your focus in life, it actually also comes back and helps you with all those other little cards of your life and all the plans that you have in your life. It doesn't take that away. It actually enhances those things. It makes them more significant, and you can look at them with a different set of eyes. And when you have prepared your hearts for that day you leave this life, it actually brings blessing to your entire life. That 19-year-old girl was my mom. Some of you maybe heard me talk about her. That was my mom when she was a sophomore here at Bethany. And I remember she told me that story. She was just so devastated by that news. She was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes in 1942, which at the time there wasn't the greatest treatment for. Nowadays, people can live nice long lives with that. But that was a life-changing meeting with her doctor for her. My mom ended up getting to live to be 63 years old. She had a very full and wonderful life. She gave birth to 4 children. But she said the fact that she was dealt that red card, the death card, when she was 19, made her go through life a little differently and appreciate her life in a whole different way. When I was a child, I would occasionally play with my trucks or something into my parents' bedroom, and I remember there was always a nightstand right next to my mom's pillow, and there was a booklet there that was published by Concordia Publishing House, and all it was called was Heaven, just had Heaven on it. And you could tell that it was well-worn. And inside of that book is about 30-some pages. It was just passage after passage about heaven and how to get to heaven, how to stay in faith in Christ. And it made me realize, when I learned her story, when she had been 19, made me realize how God used that event in her life to keep her always ready, even though he then allowed her to live a life on up into her 60s. But she always said it made her appreciate all those other things of life even more, because God had prepared her with that wisdom that comes down from above. I'm just going to read the last two paragraphs of our text again. Take a look at them. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of our strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that's Christ, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days, no matter how many days you're going to get to have in your life on earth. Amen. Please join me then in a prayer. In the front part of the hymn book, not where the hymns are, but in the front part, turn to page 86. Page 86. And the prayer at the bottom of the page, Roman numeral 3. Let us rise and join our hearts and voices in that prayer. Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, unto your church, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word, as becomes it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in his peace. Amen.